It is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. For the second time in a row, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the Democratic presidential primary in New Hampshire, narrowly beating out Pete Buttigieg. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, for Sanders supporters, the victory felt both familiar and new.
Sanders held his election night celebration inside an athletic complex at Southern New Hampshire University. Inside, the mood was light, even before the results were known. A concession stand sold popcorn and candy. An enormous projection screen played CNN's live coverage on mute. Amy Frechette from Manchester grabbed a seat in a section of bleachers. Frechette voted for Sanders 4 years ago and again on Tuesday.
I wanted to be here for his victory speech.
You sounded very confident.
Yes. I already told my boss that if he doesn't win, I won't be coming in tomorrow because I'll be too devastated.
And how did your boss respond to that?
Well.
But Frechette wasn't just counting on Sanders winning in New Hampshire. Unlike 4 years ago, she's also expecting him to win the nomination. The same was true for Mike Corvo of Manchester, who sat just a few rows away. He voted for Sanders in the last Democratic primary, then he voted for Donald Trump in the general election. Now he's back with Sanders. Corvo said last time the Democratic Party wouldn't let Sanders win the nomination. This time he thinks he might have a real shot.
He's against more of the establishment, that's the thing. Not business as usual. We've got to do something new, you know?
Let me take this opportunity to thank the people of New Hampshire for a great victory tonight.
When Sanders made his victory speech, he also seemed focused on winning a bigger contest. He called his victory in New Hampshire the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
The reason that we are going to win is that we are putting together an unprecedented multi-generational, multi-racial political movement. And this is a movement from coast to coast, which is demanding that we finally have an economy and a government that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors.
Sanders made an appeal to party unity in his remarks, saying that no matter who wins the nomination, he will support them. But who that nominee will be is still a long ways off. And just a few minutes later, he worked in a jab at rival Pete Buttigieg, who finished just behind him.
But in this point in the campaign, we are taking on billionaires, and we're taking on candidates funded by billionaires.
Sanders staked his New Hampshire campaign on his ability to turn out large numbers of young and working-class voters. While some votes are still being counted, early returns indicate overall turnout was up from 2016. The Sanders campaign will no doubt see that as a success of the massive ground game operation it mounted in the state. According to the campaign, it mobilized 25,000 volunteers who knocked on a total of 850,000 doors. One of those volunteers was Liam Pieri from Melrose, Massachusetts. Walking back to his car after Sanders' victory speech, his relief was evident.
You know, it would have been devastating if he lost, and he didn't. So the point is, like, he won, and I'm just happy to see that. I definitely would be in a completely different mindset otherwise.
Sanders' margin of victory may have been smaller than it was last time, but for his supporters on Tuesday night, the meaning of it was even bigger. Jason Moon, NHPR News.